Thank you, folks. Y'all been awesome today. That little bit of Holy Spirit power goes a long way, doesn't it, Brother Randy? As God continues to bless us, you and I need to realize that His love is so great and you are so blessed that the blessings that He has placed within us are so many that we cannot contain them. Now, if you're holding on to your blessings, you're doing wrong. You need to let those blessings overflow. That cup that overflows, overflows for God's glory to those who don't know Him. We need to tell the story. There's a story about your life, and that story must be told. But it can only be told by you. No one else can tell your story. God has a story. It's called a gospel story. The gospel. The good news. That's what gospel means. Good news. Now, we're living in a society where all you hear right and left all over the place is negative, negative, negative. Everybody is mad at somebody else. Hatred is rampant. And love just does not have a place right now. Well, I got news for you. We are living in the gospel age. The gospel age. The good news age. It's the age of the church. We're living in the age of the church. Jesus Christ came to establish His church. And we need to remember that when he said it, the prophets of old said it, once the church age is established, once the Messiah comes and establishes His church on the rock, on the rock, on the rock, then that solid foundation church is to go out and spread the good news to a world that's hearing nothing but bad. Boy, are we not living in that day right now. I don't care how good things get, you hear bad news about it. Well, a new child, a new baby is born. Isn't that wonderful? I don't know what they're going to grow up to be. You have some people that start out life negative, and sadly, they end their life negative. Well, God said there's something more important in living than just your life. Now, you listen to me. There's something more in living than just your life. My life must be ready and willing by me to be given to every one of you and anyone else. That's what makes it important. God has given each and every individual a special, special gift. You do not have a right to hide that gift. You do not have a right, or you do not have the freedom not to use that special gift. Well, what's my gift, preacher? I don't know. I got my hands full with mine. I'm called to preach. God calls each of us to do something, and not just the one thing. There's a multiplicity of things in your life that God has blessed you with. You can't count them. Just be you. Please, folks, be you. Don't be your mama. Don't be your daddy. Be who you are. God has blessed you with you. And today, He's blessed all the rest of us with you. See, that's the good news. The good news is that I know that in my Christian faith, I'm not alone. And I mean, I'm not alone here. I'm not alone out there. There are Christians galore. Many of them you don't know about because they're afraid. But don't hold that against them. Life is ugly. life is overwhelming. Life comes in. I mean, you can say everything you want to say, but when a time comes, what are you going to do? You can talk about what you're going to do, but when the time for the doing comes, are you going to do it? God says it's the gospel age. Jesus ushered it in. This age that in which we're living was ushered in by Jesus for you, for me, to give ourselves to one another and to the world. The world says, I don't want to hear the gospel. How do you know? You haven't listened to it yet. You haven't opened your heart to listen to the gospel. But you must. If you want peace, I encourage you to have that peace. But you got to listen to the gospel, the good news. For it is in that gospel you will find your road of peace. All the stuff in life that's going on with you matters little if you have no peace with it. And the Lord says, there's a message that I have to bring to you. That message is that of love, forgiveness. It's called the gospel. But it's a challenging message. A message that's going to challenge you right down to the very second you leave planet Earth. God says it's important. And I want you to know how important it is. It's so important that I came from my throne on high to come and live the human experience like you're living, so that you will take that message to the lost and dying world. Then he says, here's my note, stand and read it together on the screen behind. Love letter direct from God, the Holy Bible. This is the gospel in one verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. The gospel age is the age of the end times. Now, I know that some of you are waiting for the rapture. Well, I got news for you. You're going to be in the rapture. You're either going to be going or you're going to be coming. So chill out on that part, okay? I also got news for you. You are not going to live in this body forever. You hear me? Now, the older you're getting, the more you're thinking, yeah, I'm liking that idea. His body ain't working right. But God says, you'll hear about that next Sunday, but God says to you and to me, you are living in the end times. Now, Jesus is the one who tells us this. Don't you all get excited, oh, that preacher talking about the end of the age. Yeah, I am. I'm a preacher. I am to preach God's message. Well, listen to Matthew 24:14. Listen to what Jesus says. And this gospel, the good news, Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection, this gospel of the kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. God's kingdom. Woo! Randy got me riled up this morning, brother. It will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. And then the end will come. I know my head of security, Steve gets a little nervous when I get some emails and text, but emails especially if I print them off and let him read them. I normally don't. But we broadcast in 130-some countries. And I got a real nice message the other day from Ukraine. Yeah, I get them from China too, but from Ukraine. And it was about a group that listens to our church service. And I get that, and it always makes security nervous when I say, hey, Steve, read this. Now, Brother Larry, I don't know whether you ought to send a momentum to them or not. And I understand where he's coming from on that. But do you realize that people across the world are hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ and they're responding? And people say, do you know if it's real? Let me tell you something. As a prison chaplain, I was asked that so many times in my ministry. Well, now, chaplain, do you really believe that those people that walk that aisle in prison are sincere? That's from my fellow pastors. And I said, yeah, about as sincere as all those people that walk your aisle in your church. I'm not in charge of that, people. I preach the gospel. The gospel touches the heart. That individual who is touched by Christ either accepts Jesus or rejects Jesus. Outside of that, none of my business. Larry, you preach it. I cannot get anybody saved. I cannot make anybody be saved. I cannot make anybody act right. And nobody can make you act right, can they? Does that not come from within? But is that not the good news? One day, Brother Randy, you're going to act right. The Lord going to bless your life, and you're going to get to act right. Think of it. That's a gift from God, and that's the good news. I'm not here to tell you about the gloom and the doom. You can live it. You can see it. You can feel it. I'm here to tell you that you do not have to be controlled by it. I know Jesus. I know my Savior. I know my calling. And I know who is in charge of everything that goes on. You see, it's the gospel age. It's the age of the good news. The age of I'm still in control. God is still on His throne. Amen. And He knows my name. Does He know yours? Have you talked to Him? Open invitation. Don't cost you a red cent. It's all been paid for. You got a vacation coming that you can't imagine. Well, Brother Larry, I can't believe you're talking about I got to die first. Well, don't worry, you're going to. God says to you and me, preach and teach the gospel. Now, you might say, well, I'm not a preacher. Yes, you are. If you're a Christian, your life preaches what you believe. Your actions preach what you believe. Jesus says, after this, the gospel is preached throughout all the land, and then the end will come. And then, now, wait a minute. I just told you at a podunk church in Vine Grove, Kentucky. I don't even know what that means. In Vine Grove, Kentucky, it's broadcasting to 130 different countries, and we hear from them. A lot, as I said, out of China. People, they're Christians everywhere, and there are people wanting to hear the good news. Our life is in existence to preach that good news. Give them a smile. That's the good news. Tell them the hope. That's the good news. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. In many parts and many ways, God of old, having spoken to the fathers in the prophets, in these last days, that's the day you're living, in these last days, did speak to us and a Son whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He did make the ages. So, the age you're living in, Jesus made it. All the ages past, Jesus made. All the ages to come, Jesus made. And He created us to live in them. Well, preacher, do you live in your past? Yeah, I got to deal with it, don't you? Oh, no, all that's behind me. You're lying, and that's a problem. Right now, you got to wake up. Reality living, reality Christianity, deal with what is real. It is there. Face it. But you face it with the power of Christ. Face it with the power of Christ. Face it alone, you've already lost. All your heart can get broken. Bad news come. You know, look at it this way. Anytime there's bad news out there, good news is just waiting to be accepted. Amen. You got to accept it. Well, you know you're not going to live. Listen, I'll tell you this. Brother Norman's not going to mind if I do it. Love you, Brother Norm. But Brother Norm was given about 4 months ago 3 weeks to live. You know, I'm going to send him home. And anyway, they was talking to him about, you need this, do you need a chaplain to come by? He said, I got that covered, thank you. But the thing is, man can't tell you when you're going to die. God in heaven happens to be in charge of all this. Will we leave? Will we step over? Will we cross over that line? Yes, but you will do that by the grace of God and because God loves you. That's next week. I want you to think about it. I know a Savior, personally, my Savior. I know your Savior. He's the same guy. His name is Jesus. No, he doesn't have a last name. No more than God does. His name is Jesus. He is the Savior, the Deliverer. Always has been, always will be. And he says, right now, you're living in the age most blessed, the age of the gospel church. And I get to be a part of it. You get to be a part of it. It's a privilege. What is the gospel church age? Well, first of all, it's the age of grace. You see, all the prophets talked about the grace of God. The grace of God would come down. The grace of God then would be on the people, and the people would fall away once again. The prophet said, one day the Messiah is coming. When he comes, grace will be fulfilling. Grace will be abundant. The day of grace came in a main jaw. That day is the day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord is the day that grace was set in the heart of man. I'm born in the gospel church age, full of grace. Grace, what is it? Unmerited favor. It's unmerited favor to the unworthy given by God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. I got grace. Well, Larry, you're guilty of so many things in your life. Oh, you're making half of them up, but the other half's bad enough. But I got grace. I know Jesus. But you see, what good is it for me just to simply say, I'm full of grace of Almighty God if I don't share that grace? And if I don't tell the story, for others to be able to grab hold of that grace. What a blessing. The gospel age church is the age of mercy. Mercy, deliverance from God's judgment. That's what mercy is. Deliverance from God's judgment. Do you know that at the judgment day, it has nothing to do. The judgment day for the Christian has nothing to do with the type of judgment that the world needs to worry about or the lost needs to worry about. The judgment of the Christian happens to do with what you do with the gifts God's given you here as to whether they are blessed or not, but it has nothing to do with your salvation. But the day of the gospel church and mercy, I have been delivered, not as though I wasn't guilty. I can't say it that way. It's even because of my guilt That mercy and grace has overshadowed me. And God says that judgment will never be handed down against one of his children. A Christian cannot be judged, for the judgment was taken and put on that cross. Jesus took my day of judgment. He took my punishment. Because I was guilty and am guilty, but he is not and was not and never shall be. He is my Savior. He is my God. He is my grace. He is my mercy. Oh, yeah, I believe it. Yes, I do. And I am excited over it. Listen, folks, I get excited about the truth of God. I'm never going to die. I enjoy that, but I even enjoy more that you're never going to die and I get to aggravate you throughout eternity because I love you. And see, that's salvation. That's the power of God, grace, mercy. And then, forgiveness. The Greek word used in forgiveness, you know what it means? Let it go. To let go. Let it go. Anybody ever tell you that? You know, when you're ready to really, really, you know, tear in with that tongue. Gosh, that tongue's wicked, isn't it? Getting ready to cut loose. And somebody says to you that loves you, let it go. Just let it go. That's the meaning of the word forgiveness in Greek. Just let it go, people. Jesus looked at me when I said yes to him. He let all creation know. The sins of Larry Vance, let it go. Because of grace, because of mercy, let it go. I'm forgiven. It's not words, but it's the love of Christ that issued the forgiveness. I am forgiven. The church age is the age of salvation. Salvation. Saved from harm, ruin, or loss. I mean, good gracious, folks. Everything I am or ever hope to be, Jesus has in his hand. It's saved. Everything about me is saved. Well, Brother Larry, you need to get to work on that tongue and get it saved. It's already saved. It's just out of control sometimes. You ever say something you wished you hadn't? Like several times this morning before you got to church. You sorry, ladies? You talk to your husband that way? God said, pay attention. Salvation has come. It came to the house of the Lord. It came to wherever Jesus is, you're going to see salvation. You got it? Do you know what you and I need to do with that salvation? You and I need to accept that salvation. That salvation is a free gift from Almighty God. Free salvation. I will protect you from harm. Ruin. You cannot be ruined when Jesus has got you in his hand. See, when Jesus put me in his right hand, he sealed me in his heart. Jesus knows my name. Jesus knows my name. And then the church age brings in revelation. Brother Randy mentioned it this morning. You all may not know this, but he has no idea about my sermons. I have no idea about his songs. Only song I requested from him was Big Bad John, and I haven't even heard it yet. But you see, the fact is this, that as Christ works on us, he reveals to us the revelation in this gospel church age, the good news is this. Jesus in you. Jesus in you. What an opening for a song. Jesus abides in you. He set up residence in you. When you said yes to Jesus, you're loved for eternity. When you said yes to Jesus, you said yes because he loved you. Before you were worthy of love, or you saw it that way. Jesus has always loved you, and he always will. Do you think after you got saved, because you messed up, it's over? Well, I got news for you. Do you think that the Savior of your life didn't realize you was going to have a case of the stupids when you got up at that age and do something foolish? Do you think he didn't know that and he saved you anyway? The blood of Christ will never go to waste in your life. Now, listen to Colossians 1, verses 26 and 27. The mystery that had been kept hidden for ages. Woo, Jesus is the mystery. We know the mystery. Okay. The mystery that had been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles. You're a Gentile. Anybody that's not a Jew is a Gentile. The Gentiles, the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Woo! Christ in you. That was a mystery that all the prophets hadn't figured out. How is God going to do this in that age to come? And the mystery has been revealed. Do others see Jesus in you? Make a song out of that, Randy. Do others see Jesus in you? Think of it. Glory. You know, glory is praise, honor, and distinction. Glory. The hope of glory is Jesus in you. You let Jesus take you over, and people will see that glory. They'll hear that glory. They'll receive that glory. And they'll shout from the highest mountain that glory. There's nothing more glorious, no name more precious, the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, your Lord and Savior. Take the message. It's the good news. And when you take that message, you can shut up, because there ain't nothing better than the message of Jesus that seals life. You want peace? Accept him. He'll give you peace far beyond any understanding. Amen. And he will continually bless your life right here. And he'll be waiting for you when you step over that line in the glory. It don't get better than that, Brother Randy.